This then is the grandfather poem that I told you about. My grandfather was a Baptist minister who came over to Canada at the age of 12 after having worked for 3 years in England all by himself. Matter of fact, a little more than that, because he started before he was 9. And then he came over to England and went to university and became a Baptist minister and roamed all over the Canadian prairies building churches, I mean with his bare hands, you know, and other people helping him, and building churches and then preaching in them for a little while and then going and building one farther west, and he finally wound up in British Columbia, having started back east in Ontario. Grandfather. Grandfather Jabez Harry Bowring strode across the Canadian prairie, hacking down trees and building churches, delivering personal Baptist sermons in them, leading holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty songs in them, red-haired man squared off in the pulpit, reading Saul on the Road to Damascus at them. Left home, big-walled Bristol town at age 8 to make a living. Buried his stubby fingers in root-snarled earth for a suit of clothes and 700 gruely meals a year. Taking an Anabaptist cane across the back every day for 4 years till he was whipped out of England. 12 years old and across the ocean alone to apocalyptic Canada, Ontario of bone-bending child labor. 6 years on the road to Damascus till his eyes were blinded with the blast of Christ, and he wandered west to Brandon among wheat kings and heathen Saturday nights, young red-haired Bristol boy shoveling coal in the basement of Brandon College 5 in the morning. Then built his first wooden church and married a sick girl who bore 2 live children and died, leaving several pitiful letters and the Manitoba Night. He moved west with another wife and built children and churches, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, struck his labored bones with pain and left him a postmaster prodding grandchildren with crutches, another dead wife and a glass bowl of photographs and holy books unopened save the Bible by the bed, till he died the day before his 85th birthday in a Catholic hospital of sheets white as his hair.